This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, visiting with us on the program is Mr. John Halsey, the Vice President of Business Development at Turnkey Health, the population health management company serving payers and their members with advanced illnesses. Mr. Halsey, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you for having me.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure. So for starters, if you would describe the Turnkey Health model and how it supports health payers and their members who are facing serious illnesses.
Great question to start things off. So Turnkey provides a specialized, process-driven approach to population health management. And population health is kind of a broad topic. But we're focusing, working with payers and at-risk provider organizations and their members or their patients with advanced illness. So folks that are nearing the end of life. We integrate specialized community-based palliative care processes and resources that I'll get in a little bit more detail, but really the intent is to shift the focus of care to the home. So we'll deploy care teams comprised largely of clinical social workers and nurses that are engaging these patients before an acute event, before they go into a hospital, in a very structured manner, supported with workflows and assessment tools. And then on the front end, we use analytics, predictive data analytics that will call through various data elements, starting off with claims data, to identify patients that are at risk for an over-medicalized or inappropriate. We want to engage those patients earlier in their disease process to help them have a better end.
Also, what is specialized community-based palliative care? And if you would describe who provides the services and exactly what type of care they provide to members in the home under the Turnkey Palliative Illness Management Model.
Right. So, and I should have clarified, our program, our model is called Palliative Illness Management, or PIM. So what we're doing, we're identifying care teams that are ambient in the community, folks that have highly developed skills and training to have, you know, challenging and difficult conversations with patients as they are struggling with serious illness or advanced illness. So we will partner with these organizations that typically live, or these practitioners, nurses and clinical social workers that live within hospice and palliative care organizations, ambient in the community. And then we'll train them or work with them on best practices for member and caregiver education, coaching, conducting various assessments and communication. And then through in-home visits and telephone dialogue, ultimately frequent touches, we're going to engage the patients and their caregivers and then capture all those engagements. We're leveraging, very highly developed workflows and assessments. So we're reviewing symptoms. We're doing medication reconciliation. We're conducting psychosocial and spiritual support. Have discussions around goals of care. We want to capture all this information, document it, and then share when appropriate back to the treating physician and family and caregivers.
And does this level of care also relieve burdens for the family and the caregiver?
Yeah, absolutely. So as we think about the challenges that are facing our healthcare system and then ultimately the individuals, the patients and their caregivers, there's a seismic trend or shift that's taking place right now. We have more folks you know, 10,000 people are turning 65 every day. More people are turning 80 than are being born. These folks are, you know, these are people that are sick and chronic, complex, and it's overwhelming our healthcare system, but it's really overwhelming our family systems and supports. And you know, there's a huge deficit in disease understanding, what's going on with the chronic disease and the chronic disease process. And so we want to have a structured process where we can engage and educate the patient and their caregivers on disease understanding and management and what are the options available to them. So we're trying through our process, through our program, Pile of Illness Management, we're able to assess and educate the patient and their caregivers and then capture that information to share back with the physicians, the treating physicians, but also the family and the extended caregivers so that they can better educate and be better informed in treatment options. You know, so in better understanding the disease progression. So through this education, I think better choices can be made, their choices, so that they can plan rather than react to, an accelerated disease progression. Too often in this country, and the data supports the last year of life, the majority of healthcare spend takes 30% of the last year of healthcare spend takes place in the last year of life. Too often people are spending the last month in of their life in and out of hospitals. And so what does that mean for the family, both financially, but you know, what does that do to the spirit of the family? We want to engage them, educate them, help them to make more informed choices.
And thanks for that fine explanation today. We're joined by Mr. John Halsey, the Vice President of Business Development at Turnkey Health, a population health management company serving payers and their members with advanced illnesses, here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, Mr. Halsey, how does the Turnkey model help to select health plan members who will most benefit from specialized palliative care?
Sure. I think historically, we take a step back and look at what's being done historically or even currently, and that's a referral model. You know, a patient or a plan member goes to the hospital, and as a function of the discharge process, they may get referred to hospice or palliative care or other levels of support. And so our general thesis is we want to identify patients earlier in the disease process before they are in the hospital. And we've kind of framed our patient identification process as pre-acute analytics. We're using it's a predictive model that is identifying members not simply at risk of death in the near term or in the potential of high cost. We want to look at members that are at risk for over-medicalized death in the approaching 6 to 9 months. As I think I mentioned earlier, research identifies or it indicates that almost half of all Medicare beneficiaries in any year will undergo over-medicalized treatment in the last 6 months of life. So we want to engage them, identify them earlier in the disease process that suggests that their conditions are likely to result in care that's expensive and futile. We look at terms, or we define over-medicalized as patients are nearing the end of life, as things like chemotherapy for cancer patients within 14 days of death, or unplanned hospitalizations within 30 days of death. Somebody that might have more than one emergency department visit within 30 days of death. An ICU admission within 30 days of death, or possibly just receiving, unbeneficial or unwanted life-sustaining treatment 30 days before death. So we can look at the claims data and the disease trajectory to make some telling identification on members that would be that would benefit from the type of supportive care that Turnkey provides. We're going to engage the members proactively who would benefit from palliative care and ultimately would choose to remain at home and avoid non-beneficial care rather than experience episodes of acute care at the end of life. So these are high opportunity patients rather than simply high cost. So we're quantifying the value of a palliative engagement or a palliative assessment, a palliative intervention. The intent is to use this model in conjunction with our program to really focus on improving quality and for the patient and their family caregivers.
If you would also get into what are some important results of the program, patient satisfaction, reduced hospitalizations, readmissions, ICU days, impact on total cost of care, et cetera. Get into some of those details.
Sure. So the program is, there's no question that if we can engage patients earlier in the disease process, we can reduce costs. But our focus, again, is really around ensuring that there's a better quality outcome. The cost will take care of itself. In our work, we've been able to show a tremendous impact on member satisfaction with symptom management. Again, these are patients that are really sick, comorbid, complex. And so we have a 97% member satisfaction rating with our symptom control or symptom management. We're making sure that goals of care are addressed. We have audited about 98%. We're doing 97% audited medication reconciliation. These are folks that are struggling with polypharmacy or multiple medications, and it's really a challenge for the patient and the family to try to manage that process. But further, we conduct interviews with the patients and their support, and we're asking things. How has this been from your perspective? Has it been helpful in managing the stresses of the illness or the stresses associated with the symptom? Has the program been helpful overall to the family? Are you satisfied, patient, family caregiver? Are you satisfied with the programs that we're providing? And we're getting, on a scale, we usually grade this on a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being the best we can attain. And we're getting consistently 4.95 ratings. Maybe these are folks that have been engaged on a regular basis. They're really pleased with the level of engagement and support that they're getting. Not only that, one of the questions we're asking or we're finding is that they judge this to be a material benefit in their plan selection when referring or talking about when thinking about the health plan. This type of supportive program is something that really is impactful for those family caregivers. When you focus on quality, when you focus on outcomes, it also, of course, tends to have a big impact on overall cost. So from a cost standpoint and cost burden, there's about a 35% reduction in the overall healthcare costs. About 20% of that is coming from direct healthcare consumption reducing things like inpatient or rehospitalizations or hospitalizations, ICU days, ED, emergency department. So we're really making an impact in reducing those types of things that are many times are associated with a poor end. And then we also see an increase in the election of the Medicare hospice. It's not a goal of our program, but when you are having earlier discussions with patients and their caregivers, and you know, facilitating a better disease understanding and options, giving them choices. Many times they're going to choose to not spend their last days in a hospital. And you know, again, that goes back to goals of care and having those discussions and, you know, what people want to do, how they want to spend their time. So we're facilitating those types of discussions. Patients are liking it and they're making different choices.
Mr. Halsey, we certainly do appreciate your time and this fine report today in introducing Turnkey Health to the audience. Where can listeners get further details on Turnkey Health, and how can one be in touch as well?
Yeah, so our website is turn-keyhealth.com. So there's a host of information and resources on that website to talk about our program, palliative illness management. We welcome an opportunity to engage and talk to any and all.
Again, Mr. Halsey, thanks for your time. All the best. And thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. John Halsey, the Vice President of Business Development at Turnkey Health, a population health management company serving payers and their members with advanced illnesses. And for further details, visit turn-keyhealth.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.